This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Back at Gillette Stadium for the final Roster Report podcast before the start of training camp next week. The gang is all here. Andy Hart, Eric Scalavino, Paul Perillo with you. Not a whole lot of roster maneuverings during the course of the week yet again, but we did have a slew of rookie signings. Rather than go through who did sign, since 9 of the 12 draft picks are now either officially or reportedly under contract, the three that are still yet to be inked to deals, Patrick Chung, Jake Ingram, and Tyrone McKenzie, with obviously an asterisk there for McKenzie because he's injured and there's certainly no urgency to get him done, but we have had some reports that have indicated that Ingram, his representatives have indicated that that's close. We haven't heard a whole lot about the top draft pick, the first of the 4 second round picks, Patrick Chung. Guys, any concern there at all?
No.
Okay, moving along.
Not a
you
week.
Know how
out.
That is? Even aside from major holdouts, and I don't envision a second round pick on being a major holdout. No. Sometimes those things come in slow and then all of a sudden boom boom boom, you'll see the whole second round sign late or whatever.
And
so
if I recall last year, Jerod Mayo wasn't even signed a week before camp. I think that came down to maybe the night before when it finally got done. So I'm not going to be concerned until we're actually in camp and I don't see Chung. Then I'll start to worry a little, but until then I'm not going to worry.
Yeah, I think that's a good point too. Even if they're not officially under contract, I'm assuming that these guys are here. And they've been working out because the rookies report a little bit before all the veterans do, and even some of the veterans that have dealing with some sort of medical issues and stuff in the past, they're here already too. I don't really worry about this until I get out on that practice field and I see like Benjamin Watson in 04 wasn't out there with them. So until something like that happens, I would agree with you guys. I don't really think it's anything to lose any sleep over. So the draft picks, for the most part, are in. Training camp gets underway on July 30th with double sessions, the first of 7 consecutive days for double sessions. We've talked a lot about that on PFW in Progress. Belichick clearly sending a message to his team that there's going to be a lot of work to be done at the start of camp. Anything in particular that you guys have your eye on or anything that you are particularly interested in as camp gets underway on Thursday?
Well, I think, you know, obviously everyone's going to be looking at Brady and how he responds coming back from the knee, but I'm really not too concerned about that just from what I've seen in OTAs and minicamp so far. I'm going to be more concerned about the other side of the ball, the two big positions, outside linebacker and defensive back, particularly the corners.
Yeah.
I would echo Eric's comments on Brady. I said on PFW in Progress earlier this week, I think that's going to be a national story long after it stops being a local story. I think most people who were here felt pretty comfortable with what they saw from Brady in minicamp and OTAs. So I think a lot of people kind of around here are going to forget that that's supposed to be still a big story surrounding this team. Another thing we talked about is some of the new guys. You know, obviously there's competition at cornerback and linebacker, but there's also some veterans that this team has brought in that are 12, 13, 15-year guys that I think most fans are, A, assuming are locks for the roster, and B, locks for jobs. And we all know at that point in your career, whether you're a wide receiver like Joey Galloway, a running back like Fred Taylor, or a corner like Sean Springs, regardless of what your resume says, you may no longer be that person. We saw it firsthand with John Lynch last year when he was brought in, and it was quite clear he was no longer a Pro Bowl safety, despite the fact that his resume said Pro Bowl safety. So I'm wondering, are we going to see more from those guys as competition picks up? It's padded, banging a little bit, even double sessions. They start to get a little tired, fatigued, worn down. Do all three of those guys still have what it takes to compete at a high level and be significant role contributors for this team?
That's another good one. And also, it's going to be fun to watch, or interesting to watch. You know, Bill, usually, you know, you see the guys with the veteran day off, you know, the afternoon off or the morning off or something like that. Be interesting to see how he deals with those guys. And I'm talking about Springs and Galloway and Fred Taylor, the guys that you brought up, Andy, specifically 12th, 13th, 14th seasons. You think those guys would probably fall into that category, or how does Bill weigh that in terms of how much they need to be out there and in the system with how much do I have to make sure that I keep these guys
fresh?
That's
one of those individual things that, and why he's a great coach, because I think he will measure that and be aware of that as camp progresses. But I think it depends on what he's seeing from the guys, how they're picking up the system, the reps they're showing in practice. Does he look old and slow? Does, you know, there's a lot that goes into that, but I think kind of some of those things are why he's a great coach and he measures those.
And you mentioned off the top the seven straight days of double sessions that are scheduled, and I'm going to be interested to see how many of those double sessions are actually padded, full pad double sessions.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times we would see either
opportunity practices,
right,
with the walkthrough.
There'd be pads in the
thing.
Morning and then the afternoon when it's hot and, you know, they're already tired from the other practice, they come through and there's just, you know, helmets and T-shirts. And, you know, if they are 7 days of full pads practices, watch out, because I don't think we've seen that in today's NFL in a long time.
I'll tell you what I'm not looking forward to is if they have seven straight days of double session practices that are legit double sessions, I don't really want to be talking to the players on day six or day seven.
Oh, yeah.
No, they will not be happy. And I don't think some of them will be looking so good.
No. Before we wrap this one up, Andy,
yes.
In the next issue of PFW, which is going to hit newsstands next week, you have... This is the roster report, and
indeed,
you have partaken in a sort of fun little roster exercise. You're trying to rank all 80-some-odd players, one through whatever the last one is going to end up being, you know, 80, theoretically, when training camp opens. But you want to throw any of your...
I'll give you a sneak peek. Number
eight.
One. You want eight, Bill? Well, I was going to give you Tom Brady as number one, but number eight on my list, Steven Gostkowski, best in the game at his position.
All pro.
I'll give you my top five. And as we talked about it this week, Paul, you, I, Fred, Eric, I think we all kind of have the same top five, sometimes in a different order. But I went Brady 1, Moss 2, Gerard Mayo 3, Richard Seymour 4, and Vince Wilfork 5. I don't know why everybody's worried about the defense. Three of the top five players on the team are on the defense.
I don't have an argument with that top five.
Yeah,
not even in that order.
The problem is the other eight starters rank 31 to 37.
Well,
no, I get a deal with Thomas.
Add up.
That's Paul Perillo for you.
Playing the role of Fred Kirsch.
He assumed there'd be no math. But yes, I hope fans read this in the next issue and have some fun with it. It wasn't intended
to be, meant
to be this dissection of the roster, and hopefully the players don't see it.
No statistics were used in the analysis.
You know, I hope Alex Smith doesn't see he's 42 and get all offended.
Right. It's purely for fun.
For fun. Break
PFW
it down.
PFW and friends, huh?
Everybody loves lists and rankings, except the guy who just spoke over.
Right, he doesn't.
I don't know how you rank.
He doesn't rank them.
I'm not.
Really
I don't rank them. But that's going to put an end to this rank edition of the PFW roster report. The next time we talk to you on one of these podcasts, training camp will be underway.
Wow!
So we'll be looking forward to that, and it's unbelievable how quickly the summer went. But for now, in the immortal words of Andy Hart, peace out.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.